Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Carl Morton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Garr reaches second base with a double. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to third. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. Garr scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald takes first base on ball four. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonham moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonham scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Munday goes all the way around to score. Thornton moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker who is chasing the ball. Trillo reaches third base with a triple. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trillo scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-1 in the game. Correll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Beal pinch hits for Carl Morton. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Garr moves to third. Perez moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garr scores. Perez scores. Evans moves to second. It's 5-3. Cubs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jeff Zahn now pitching. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Thompson now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Correll hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to second. Rod Gilbreth pinch hits for Mike Thompson. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth bunts towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to third. Correll moves to second. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blanks tags and scores. Correll tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Beard now pitching. Oscar Zamora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zamora hits a pop-up towards first. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Correll hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Office pinch hits for Mike Beard. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Leon now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Trillo hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Zamora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zamora is 0 for 1 in the game. Zamora hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Correll fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Zamora moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gar takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Perez bunts towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Gar moves to second. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Atlanta Braves, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.